It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on a new way to partially satisfy state-required housing numbers. My guest in the studio is Rachel Guinness, a principal of Lilypad Homes. In the past, I have mentioned Lilypad as a creative group which advocates an innovative solution to providing housing that is a win-win and possibly a win-win-win for the homeowner, the tenant, and the city. At the end of the show, I will suggest a way you can encourage our elected officials to bless the solutions Rachel advocates. Welcome to the show, Rachel.
Hello, John. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm delighted to be here. It's a thrill just having people talk about smart solutions for much-needed affordable housing in our community.
Rachel, please tell the listeners about yourself and about Lilypad.
Well, I'm a LEED accredited designer and general contractor. I've been remodeling homes in Marin for over 12 years now, and I started Lilypad Homes to help homeowners create second units that meet individual needs for affordable housing. Second units generate income and can also be used to house caregivers, loved ones, and people who work in our community. The price of owning a home and renting a home in Marin is quite high, as I'm sure you know. Creating a second unit makes both renting and owning in the county much more affordable. There are so many other benefits, too. Second units have the least impact on the environment, they maintain the character of our neighborhoods, and they reduce carbon pollution and congestion on our roads from people driving into the community to work. And they create diverse and vibrant communities. When you create a second unit in your home, you get to handpick your neighbors. I'm passionate about sustainability and our mission at Lilypad Homes.
Sausalito and many other Marin communities seek to meet the state-mandated housing numbers by counting accessory dwelling units, commonly called ADUs. However, the response of homeowners to creating or identifying such ADUs has been far lower than anticipated. How do your junior second units fit into this ADU classification?
ADUs are a great idea, but high fees and restrictive requirements often deter people from going through proper channels, which is unfortunate because the permitting department is there to protect public safety, and the whole of the community would benefit from the increase in property values. Make no mistake, ADUs are being created. They're just not being counted. We need to change the dialogue on this and actively encourage their development. Junior second units are a type of ADU created by simply repurposing spare bedrooms and other adjacent rooms into small, independent apartments with a private entrance. All that is needed to create a junior second unit is a bar sink, standard electrical outlets to accommodate small kitchen appliances, a bathroom, and an exterior entrance. A new ordinance is being drafted to create a simple and inexpensive permitting track for junior second units because technically these units are not new. All of the water and energy, parking and road use for these existing bedrooms have already been calculated into the original permit for the home. That's the basic difference. Junior units have much lower impact. It's a small scope of work, but the benefits are astounding.
Is there a typical budget for creating a junior second unit?
Well, there's a range. I always say that junior second units are the low-hanging fruit in the housing equation. You can build one of these units in your home starting as low as $15,000. Depending on access and interior alterations, the price would go up from there. This is assuming, of course, the ordinance passes and local agencies reduce or eliminate associated fees. There's no final word on that yet, but people see junior second units as a common sense, community-based solution, and things are looking very promising.
Are there any grants or other sources of funding for creating a junior second unit?
That's a great question. I recently met with the Marin Housing Authority and was delighted to learn about their residential rehabilitation loan program. It's not well known, but people should definitely check it out. You have to qualify with a low income, but what an opportunity to help retired people looking at aging in place. Sausalito is a spectacular community. I can only imagine people wish to stay in their homes here.
How has your approach been received by local governments and by the state agencies monitoring the housing numbers?
Really well. Currently, three cities, Novato, Tiburon, and San Rafael, have added junior second units to their housing element plan. And according to our contacts at Housing and Community Development, junior second units meet the census definition for a housing unit and will therefore be counted toward RENA. Novato submits its housing plan this month, and we are all anxiously awaiting final confirmation that junior second units do, in fact, count.
Well, I truly hope they do. Rachel, I do want to thank you very much for being on the show today. If any of my listeners would like additional information on Lily Pad Homes, how can they contact you?
Oh, John, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure being with you here today. I would love to hear from your listeners and help in any way that I can. You can contact me through the website at lilypadhomes.com or give me a call at 415-250-9317. Thanks.
Well, there you have it, folks. An innovative way for homeowners to realize additional income, which they may well need to meet the rising sewer rates, parcel taxes, and the like, and at the same time, the junior second units would count towards satisfying state housing requirements as part of a balanced housing mix here in Sausalito and in the rest of Southern Marin. So what can you do? Encourage your local officials to learn more about junior second units. Have them talk to Rachel and learn firsthand why such units should be added to the housing mix here in Southern Marin. And for God's sakes, don't be shy. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.